38. Hooliganism in Britain. Exercise 2.
I think there is a lad culture in Britain, but I don't think it's bad, really. I think it's just another fashion that the world's going through, and I think that it'll probably pass over. I mean, they say that what goes around comes around, so it'll probably be, I don't know, New Romantics next week or something. I'm not entirely sure.
That's another thing the magazines have kind of created, the whole loaded lad that drinks beer and likes birds or whatever, and, you know, women are just kind of objects to them. And I think some guys like that, but I don't think it's totally representative of the entire young guys in Britain, and I don't think it's that anything too much to worry about, except the violent area, the hooliganism of it, which is a bit possibly the worst side of it.
Yeah, I mean, I know there is an argument that now, like, now our society's become secular. We've got a young generation who don't really have anything to believe in or put faith in. There isn't anything in, like, in Britain, like the church, for example, any institution. So they turn to stuff like football, which quite often interests a lot of lads. And so they put, you know, the kind of faith they might have been putting in God before, simply because that was what everyone did last century. I mean, this century, they put their faith in football matches. So, you know, they've got all this energy and kind of, like, spurned by, like, alcohol and stuff. I mean, I think hooliganism just kind of arises from that, just kind of, like, lots of energy and nowhere to put it.
It's probably a small minority that go and ruin it for everyone, as people in Britain are always sort of saying. And it's unfair, it's not a reflection of a, you know, it can be such a uniting thing. Like, I'm not that into football, but when we've had World Cups and Euro Cups, really brings everyone together, and it's really fun, and then it's so unfortunate that some people ruin that.